All right, kind of tell me you're a workaholic without telling me you're a workaholic. And this could be a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
It's an example of what not to do.
So if you were getting married to Casey.
Uh-huh.
And at your wedding reception, you look over your brand new husband. And he is on his laptop sitting at a table away from the crowd. Are you... feeling some sort of way?
This is the reception?
Yeah.
Your wedding reception?
Yes.
And he's on his laptop?
Yes.
All by himself in the corner? No, sir.
Okay, so...
shut it down, sir.
All right, so there is a photo of Casey working at his laptop in the middle of his own wedding reception.
Shut it down, sir!
Kind of going viral. We've tweeted it on X, at Ben and Kelly Show, so you can see it yourself. But it shows
I'm fired up already.
Kind of sitting on the laptop, everyone else is up dancing...
Can you feel the side eye that I would be giving him?
Yeah. Well, so
the fumes coming from my body.
So is this a setting the bar story?
Yes,
because
it's a setting the bar story.
Because his wife just kind of shrugged, like that's what he does. So,
bless her heart.
So,
she knew what she's getting herself into.
So listen, Casey's boss didn't make him do this. He is apparently a co-founder of a software startup, and there was a big client that just got brought on, and they needed something ASAP that couldn't wait, apparently. And so Casey jumped on his laptop, took care of business, got off his laptop.
So how long did this take?
About 5 minutes.
It took 5 minutes?
About 5 minutes on his laptop.
Okay. I just need him then to just be like, hey, babe, I'll be right back. And like, I got to go to the bathroom.
And then go
hide somewhere and do that for aesthetics. Okay.
I got to go to the bathroom for,
yes.
It took a little longer than I thought.
5 minutes is not that bad.
Yeah.
5 minutes is not that bad, but to be seen at your wedding reception on a laptop is not a great look. Like, I feel like you could disappear somewhere
for a hot second,
get it taken care of, then come back.
His new wife was, quote, fine with it.
Okay.
And some people are like, hey, it just shows how hard it is to own your own business. He's a hard worker.
That is true.
Others are like, this dude doesn't have a good work-life balance if he is
right. If you
not
are having
to
take a pause on
your own
wedding
reception,
day.
Right, exactly. So
you can't set aside one day where you don't have any work obligations. Like you're telling everyone, like, listen,
hey, this is
I'm unavailable because I'm getting married. Like that is an excuse that everybody will accept. Like, oh no, go ahead.
So there's no quote from Casey because apparently he's on his honeymoon and he's not, quote, working. So
okay, that's good.
That is good.
That is good.
So again,
we're able to unplug at the honeymoon.
I guess, but just not at the wedding.
100% at the wedding.
So again,
if it's only 5 minutes, I can forgive him. However, I would have been like, hey, go somewhere else.
Now?
Yes.
You're choosing to do this now.
I would have asked him, go in the back. Go somewhere else.
Yeah.
To where people aren't looking at you being on a laptop in the middle of our wedding reception.
Yeah.
It's not a great look.
All right. So, again, is this a setting the bar story? Is it not?
I'll forgive it, but I feel as though he should have slipped away out of view of everyone to go do that.
Sure. All right. So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting on your laptop for work during your own wedding reception.
Like literally go in the bathroom.
You're doing okay.
Because don't you answer emails on the toilet?
I do.
You talk about it all the time.
All the time.
All right, take the laptop in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Getting taken care of. 5 minutes, do your thing, whatever. Then come back.
So at your wedding or wedding reception, did anything crazy like that happen? Did you have a...
I wouldn't call that crazy.
Viral sort of moment?
I would be like, come on, dude.
Did you have a come on, dude sort of moment?
Yeah.
All right. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your story about that. But yeah, there you go. Casey and Grace.
You said he was a co-founder, right?
Yep.
Where's his partner? to step up.
Ah, true.
And take over. Could you, in that moment?
Could you imagine if the partner is up on the dance floor just dancing?
Probably.
And, yeah, right.
If that was the right. case. Then, I'm more salty.
That's a good point.
I'm more salty.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's Jeff?
Jeff, my partner, should be stepping in and handling stuff when I am getting married.
There you go. That's your Teddy the Bar story.
Okay.